your family today, call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
With the latest in the ups and downs of the first-time jobless claims, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department reporting that first-time jobless claims filed last week were up by 2,000 from the previous week, which is less than what experts expected. They had predicted that 224,000 first-time claims would come in, when in fact the number was 211,000. The steepest increases in claims were in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today, President Donald Trump is observing a National Day of Prayer at the White House. Now, the president delivered remarks, and he also signed an executive order dealing with religious liberty. Let's take a listen to some of the details regarding that executive order.
The Faith Initiative will help design new policies that recognize the vital role of faith in our families, our communities, and our great country. This office will also help ensure that faith-based organizations have equal access to government funding and the equal right to exercise their deeply held beliefs. We take this step because we know that in solving the many, many problems and our great challenges, faith is more powerful than government, and nothing is more powerful than God.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I grabbed it during the break. I mentioned this last hour. I've talked about it for a while. And I can't believe they actually printed it, though. I just grabbed the story. Why Wall Street stock traders are having their best year since the crisis. After years of muted trading, a leap in market volatility has pushed investors into stock index futures and options, and Wall Street is making a fortune. Welcome back, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street show, the one, the only Watchdog on Wall Street show, where we take the liars the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a beatdown. If you don't think that Wall Street is loving this, you don't think that Wall Street wants dumb money back. What do I mean by that? Dumb money. What does that mean? Now, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but that's you. Yes, yes, yes. You are the greater fool. You are the dumb money. They want you to think that you have a shot. They want you to think that you can do it. You can make it. I have never, I've never gone to Las Vegas. I've never gone to a state overnight, a casino. But I remember seeing in, was it one of the Ocean's movies? I think it was the third one. Al Pacino was in it. And he's doing a video on the television inside the hotels showing people how to play various different games and whatnot. Wait a second. I stayed at the Atlantis in the Bahamas. That has a casino. Okay, I don't want to lie. All right, I guess so. But anyway, they want you to think that you can win. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you treat the stock market like a casino, there's no difference. I said, you might as well go. You might as well go to a casino instead. Lose your money there. But Wall Street is making a fortune right now because dumb money is back. There was a, and I know I'm sub-referencing again, an episode of South Park during the financial crisis, which was, it was really funny. Talking about the economy and how people start worshiping the economy like it's this deity. But anyway, at the beginning, one of the kids, Stan, goes to the bank to put money into his account, and the banker takes the money, and we invest it this way, this way, this way, and it's gone. What do you mean? It's gone. You lost it all. It's gone. Money doesn't go to money heaven. It doesn't disappear. You understand? You're losing, somebody else is winning. And one of the things that Wall Street loves to take advantage of, again, is dumb money. Now, let me put it to you this way, okay? All of these big investment firms, right? They tell you how they're going to take care of you, how they're going to love you. They're going to love you. They're going to take care of you. And they're not. They're not. You see, they have other aspects of their business. They have the trading division. Their traders are trading against you. They're trading against you. Now, let me go back. Go back to the 1990s. Back to the 1990s, I'm getting interviewed. Oh, Mr. Markowski, what do you think about all of these new online trading firms, Ameritrade, E-Trade, DLJ Direct, and so on. And so all of these firms popping up. This is going to be terrible for Wall Street and the brokerage industry. No, it's not. What do you mean it's not? It's going to be great for their business. In fact, why would they fund businesses that would destroy their own? Why don't you think about it that way? Wall Street financed E-Trade, DLJ Direct, Ameritrade. Wall Street was loving it. They had nothing but a bunch of novices out there. A bunch of novices out there that they could take advantage of, and they did. It'd be kind of like the New England Patriots basically working out their schedule for 2018 and putting the Cleveland Browns on the schedule 16 times. They knew exactly what they were doing because, again, remember the commercials? With Stewart from Ameritrade, we're going to shake the market up. We're going to knock the money out. They knew. They were getting suckers. And again, I know I'm probably hurting people's feelings right now. I know it. But again, I'm not Mary Poppins. No spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. You know I'm right. Don't be that guy. Be an investor, not a trader. Those are two completely different things. The past couple of years, Wall Street trading desks have been doing terrible. Why? Because there has been little volatility. And average investors haven't been freaking out and selling out of their positions. That's why. Volatility is back, and they love it. They love it. Anyway, wanted to talk about this as well. And again, this gives me a trip down memory lane, and it's another "see, I told you so" moment. A story in the Wall Street Journal talking about how it's becoming more difficult for investors to buy and sell when they want. More difficult. Now, wait a second here. Weren't we told not too long ago? Weren't we told that there's so much more liquidity to the markets because of all of those high frequency traders that are out there? And how the high frequency trading is good for everyone because it brings so much liquidity to the market. No, no, no. You were lied to again. Hey, we told you were being lied to. We told you. You see, Wall Street has a way, many different ways of ripping you off. And the high frequency trader racket, that was another one. See, these outfits, they don't care what they're buying or selling. In fact, they drive markets in certain directions, then they cancel trades after the fact, after they're making a fortune in one direction. Basically, how they make a fortune is very similar to the plot lines to Superman 3, Office Space, or the movie Swordfish. A penny here, 5 cents here, a fraction here, a little bit there. They steal from you. That's their business. Is to steal a little bit in high volume. See, when you steal a little bit in high volume, it adds up. Again, remember Office Space or Superman 3 or the movie Swordfish? It amounts to a lot of money. And that's exactly what these firms do. Again, people, it's amazing to me how we get the wool pulled over our eyes. Again, every single one of these things we warn people about. I was railing against the idea of the New York Stock Exchange going public. I couldn't believe they allowed that to happen. Here you go. You got an institution that done a really good job over the years, and now you're going to change it? Now it's a shell of itself. It's nothing more than a sound studio down there so James Cramer can be on TV in the morning. It's funny, and I told this story. I said back in the late 1990s, I had a whole bunch of clients coming to town and in New York, and I took them on the floor of the exchange. And there we were having a conversation with one of the specialists at that time. And the big competition with the New York Stock Exchange was the NASDAQ at that point. And he was comparing the two and explaining how the New York Stock Exchange was superior and giving the various different reasons why. And he was right. But I could see it in his eyes that he knew his days were numbered. And they were. And it's a shame. And now what do we got? Dark pools. Dark pools and high-frequency traders and all of this stuff to rip you off. Penny by penny, nickel by nickel. And that's exactly what they do. You know, it's funny. I wrote a story. This is a long time ago. It had to be about 15, 16 years ago. And basically the story is about these mutual fund companies that were, in essence, ripping off their investors by taking pennies here, nickels here. And these mutual funds were actually, they were in college savings accounts for kids. It was really, really gross. But at the time, it's a true story. True story. In Rome, you ever been to Rome? And I'm sure many people have heard of the Trevi Fountain. The Trevi Fountain, tourist attraction in Rome, beautiful fountain. And the legend has it that you throw coins over your shoulder into the fountain, and that will ensure your return to the eternal city someday. Now, I like Rome. But it was funny. Nobody ever thought about who picked up all those coins. You got to think about all the tourists that go there every day throwing money into the fountain. As it turns out, one guy did. Nobody asked any questions. One guy went there every day, went into the fountain early in the morning with his magnet, and took all of the money. Made a nice living doing that. Now, he wasn't supposed to. All that money was supposed to go to charity. But, hey, no one asked. And, again, that's what we have now. That's what we have now. And you think about it. What would you do? I mean, you're at work, right? You leave your wallet in your desk, or a woman's got a pocketbook there. And you notice every single day that there's just a little bit of money missing. 50 cents here, a dollar here, and someone's taking it. Do you bring it up? Do you confront it? I mean, what do? And that's what we're dealing with. Again, until somebody puts a stop to them, it's just going to continue. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Watchdog. OnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with the best in the business, our certified financial planners, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and this is my dog, Mr. Sparks. We're from Miami, Florida, and we love our Ring Video doorbell. Mostly because over the past year, I've had a bunch of packages stolen. Those delivery guys expect us to be at home for 4 hours of the day just waiting. Like the other day, we were at the store, and I got a pop-up on my phone. I saw the delivery guy talk to him right from my doorbell. Here, listen.
Would you want me to leave it here or over by the plants, over on the side?
By the plants. So now I know my packages are safe. It's like I'm at home and the park at the same time, which is awesome for me and my dog, Mr. Sparks.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring, to make our neighborhoods safer. Join Lauren, Mr. Sparks, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring Video Doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Listen to me and welcome back, everybody. Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Listen to this. And this story really cracked me up. Alpha males hurt alpha. Hedge fund managers with high testosterone underperform. High testosterone managers trade more frequently, have a stronger preference for lottery-like stocks, and are more likely to succumb to the disposition effect. This is referring to the tendency of investors to sell assets at higher prices and holding on to those that have dropped in value. The researchers also found that hedge fund investors, specifically hedge fund of funds, select managers based on their own testosterone level. In other words, higher testosterone fund of hedge funds are more likely to invest in higher testosterone managers. Again, bad returns all around. I wouldn't necessarily just blame it on the testosterone. I kind of think that this study is probably a little bit incomplete. I do. I think testosterone mixed with cocaine and Adderall is not a good thing. Listen, people, I've lived in this world for decades. I know what these guys do. I know how they sell. And the funny thing is, I'm going to be honest, many of their investors love the action. They're not looking for an investment manager that's going to show them an 8, 9, 10, 12% return year in, year out. No. The actual investors are just as bad as the managers. They're looking for the rush. They're looking for the high. I'm not kidding. Like I said, I talk about trading and I talk about gambling. It is very, very similar. And most people fail to realize it. They fail to understand it. Anyway. All right, I'm going to talk a little bit about education here again. Let's start off with this story. I can't help it. We have to mention this. Let's talk about colleges. You know how I love to rip on colleges all the time here on the program. Penn State's 98-year-old outing club. The outing club. This is the club where you go hiking and kayaking, maybe scuba diving. You do stuff outside. Well, I guess hiking has become too dangerous for Penn State students. The outing club is no longer allowed to go outside. I'm not making this up. Not making this up. They're no longer allowed to go on hikes. Which I kind of find it funny. Okay, so you're going to allow your students to go out there and play football, but they can't go on hikes. Again, it's colleges today. It is what it is. Anyway. Talk a little bit about education. There was a great story talking about how, well, it had to do with medical schools and how many medical schools out there and how many people want to become doctors. They've got to go to four-year undergrad. They got to go to four-year medical school. Then they have their residency, and oftentimes it takes over 10 years. And they actually compared what other areas of the world do. And how they don't have to. You basically can go right away into your medical training. And you don't have to take the rocks for jocks or 18th century Russian literature classes that they force you into your bachelor's degree. Now, this is something that we really need to start doing here in this country. Most people that become doctors decide they want to be, they go into their freshman year of college knowing that that's what they want to be. Why not put them on a path much earlier? I'll tell you why. Money. You see, the people run colleges and universities love making you take classes that you don't want to take. They charge you for those classes, right? Oh, they talk about a monopoly. Of course, they don't want it to be more efficient. They don't want it to work better for the student. They want it to work better for them. See, I want you to understand this. Colleges and universities, and we've explained this here on the program, are businesses. They're hedge funds. Why would they want to make it quicker and easier for people to become a doctor and cost them less money? People, I've got surgeons all over the country for clients that still owe tens of thousands of dollars in student loans. I mean, you want to go on to be a surgeon? You're talking $250,000 to $300,000. Now, we have high medical costs here in this country. Don't you think the cost would come down if the cost of becoming a doctor would come down as well? There was a story talking about how we need to make education a lifelong endeavor, saying how many workers lack the skills employers demand. This is a Bloomberg article. They're talking about, oh, we need to make it easier for adults to go and take classes and to finish up their degrees. And what do they say in this article? It's Bloomberg, of course. Left wing. Oh, we need to give more financial aid to people. What? More financial aid. What a load of bunk. More financial aid means they're just going to charge more. You want to talk about a racket? I get asked all the time. Hey, Chris, why don't you come back and get your degree, MBA, advanced degree at this school or that school? Get emails all the time. And I actually inquired one time about it. I was just curious. And I'm looking into the classes and I'm saying, why do I have to take these classes? Take a look at my resume. I could teach these classes. I could teach these classes better than the professors that you have, and you know it. Well, you know, we can't skip this stuff. Why not? Well, no, it's money. That's why. Well, you can't. Money. Understand what they are, people. Understand. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff at the website, including college planning kits. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Rudy Giuliani's admission Wednesday night that President Donald Trump reimbursed his lawyer for paying off an adult film star was part of a larger strategy. That's at least according to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
You know, there's an old saying in the law, hang a lantern on your problems. Right. So he comes in. He knows that there's been different stories being told about this payment and how it was made. So the fact is that Rudy has to go out there now and clean it up. That's what lawyers get hired to do. So he goes out there and he puts it out rather than having some reporter give breaking news that the president reimbursed it. So it's a typical thing to do.
That audio courtesy of Good Morning America. Severe weather is still a threat today, and 9 tornadoes were reported from Texas to Iowa yesterday, with some straight-line wind gusts exceeding 100 miles an hour. The tornadoes produced damaging wind, heavy rain, and the Kansas City metro area is under a flash flood warning through this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Are you in business, not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I want to share with everybody, it was a bit of an interview, part of an interview with Nassim Tlaib. He's the author of Black Swan, and we talk about Black Swan events and the need to be prepared for extraordinary things. And he did an interview, and it's interesting, talking about his thoughts on money, thoughts on forecast for the economy. And he said, people ask me my forecast for the economy when they should be asking me what I have in my portfolio. Don't make pronouncements on what could happen in the future if you're immune from the consequences. And it's funny. It's true. In many languages, the same word for wallet is portfolio. Same word. Portfolio, wallet mean the exact same thing. And he talks about money, and he says, what I do with my money is personal. People who say they give it to charity, that's a no-no in my book. Nobody should ever talk about a charitable act in public. I couldn't agree more. I see this all, and this is big in social media. And also back, and one of the reasons why I couldn't take it anymore, back where I used to live down in Southwest, a lot of things I loved about it. But, you know, all of these, a lot of people with a lot of money, and all they did was go to charitable functions and galas and this gala and that gala. And they're always asking me to go. And I said, well, you know what? You show me how much money out of this gala is actually going to help the charity, and then I'll go. And only one did. And that was the one I would go to, and that was the Dick Vitale gala that he holds down there in Sarasota, Florida, for cancer. He donates a ton of money. Those are the ones I'll go to. If you're telling me I'm going to go to this dinner and have all this stuff and 1% of the money is going to actually go to charity, the rest of it's going to the bar bill, I'm not going. And people, oh, I'm involved with this charity. I'm on that. Just quiet. If you're giving to somebody, don't tell them. I also mentioned this as well. He says it's better to miss a zillion opportunities than blow up once. Again, I've mentioned this on the program as well. There are plenty of winners that I've passed up on. Plenty of winners that I passed up. One of the ones that I talk about here on the program was Amazon in its infancy. Oh, Bobby Markowski, you really didn't know what you're talking about. You could have gotten involved in Amazon at the bottom. Yeah, I could have. But Amazon could have easily gone the way of CD Now or Pets.com. Could have. Could have. I didn't start getting involved with that company until it diversified its business. That's it. That's when I got in. I didn't know whether or not they were going to do it, but they did it, which is fine. It's fine. It's safer doing things that way. He also said, I got a kick out of this because I don't know if you're like this. I'm like this. I don't invest energy in bargaining. I am the worst haggler in the entire world. I hate it. I hate buying a car. I don't like to negotiate. It's nickel and diming. I can't stand it. It gives me agita. I don't like doing it. The only time I'll bargain is when there are a lot of zeros. When there are zeros involved at the end of that bill, then I will. Other than that, don't bother. He also mentioned that there's nothing wrong with being wrong. This is as long as you pay the price. Said a used car salesman speaks well. They're convincing, but ultimately they're benefiting, even if someone else is harmed by their advice. A BSer is not someone who's wrong. It's someone who's insulated from their mistakes. And this is what I wanted to touch on as well, about skin in the game. There is a lot less skin in the game today across the board. More than was 50 years ago, more than there even was 20 years ago. More people determine the fates of others without having to pay the consequences. Skin in the game means you own your own risk. It means people who make decisions in any walk of life should never be insulated from the consequences of those decisions, period. Meaning if you're a helicopter repairman, you should be a helicopter rider. Also, if you decide to invade Iraq, the people who vote for it should have children in the military. And if you're making economic decisions, you should bear the cost if you're wrong. Thing is, in this country, 98% of Americans have skin in the game. Plumbers, dentists, bus drivers, small business owners. You know you got to worry about? The 2%. The intellectuals, the politicians making the big decisions. They don't have any skin in the game. And they're messing the whole thing up for everyone. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This is a little bit from an interview with him. Very, very bright guy. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamanti shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. Earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, yeah, the late, great Glenn Frey. I love that movie, Beverly Hills Cop. Anyway, welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. All right. 14 states have hit record low unemployment. And let me tell you something. It runs the ideological spectrum here. At some point in time, I would hope that some of the lunatics in these states would actually read the news, take a good look around them, to see the forest for the trees. In March, 8 states saw new record lows: Hawaii, Idaho, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Oregon, and Wisconsin. California also set a new record last month. Their unemployment rate stands at 4.1%. That's the lowest rate recorded since they began keeping track of state-level unemployment figures in 1976. Think about that for a second. Anyway, what does this mean? Well, we're told that these record low unemployment numbers are going to be, terrible for inflation. It's going to be a disaster for inflation. I'm not buying it. I'm seeing right now, we're seeing wage growth. We are, and that's a good thing, but it's muted. It's not skyrocketing by any stretch of the imagination. It's muted. People are slowly but surely, not fast enough if you ask me, getting back into the labor force. There are a lot of people that have said, you know what? I don't need to work. I can get Section 8 housing. I can pay $50 a month in rent. I can get food stamps. Maybe if I need to do a little something here and there, I'll do it for cash under the table and can skate by. A lot of people that have left the labor force. And little by little, some of the things that are being put into effect in various different states, and also some of the things that are going to start coming out of Washington, because we're going to start pushing this too, are going to start pushing people back into the labor force. This is a difficult thing to do. Again, we've described welfare as a drug. It's an addiction. It's an addiction. Our welfare programs in the United States need to be focused on getting people off welfare, not making it easy and convenient and wanting people to stay on. Even Neil Kashkari actually points this out. He's the head of the Minneapolis Fed. Not worried about inflation right now. Not worried about it at all. There's enough workers that have left the workforce that are on the sideline that could change that. I want to touch on this quickly, too, and this is a bit of a follow-up. Tennessee, I told you so. Sears. Sears is, they got an offer. The chief executive of the company, Eddie Lampert, is pushing for a breakup of Sears. He wants to buy Kenmore and some of their real estate assets. Eddie Lampert took this thing over, and like I've explained before, like a lot of these private equity guys, hedge fund guys, managed to suck this company dry. I'm not kidding. He's like a vampire. He's like a Wall Street vampire. And the host is just about dead. Anyway, got to take a break. Watchdog and WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Now, this is for... Certainly, listen, if you'd ever gone to... You're an old guy like me. You're an old guy like me, been around the block. When you went to school in the Northeast, you might have gone to visit Syracuse University and gone up on their campus. Again, I certain songs take me in certain directions. It is what it is. There was a watering hole on campus named Hungry Charlie's, called it Chuck's. And it was just beer and sangria and a lot of different food. It was in a basement. It was a dark place. Sometimes they get, you know, bands playing down there. It was really, really kind of unique. Everybody would carve their name. It was like wooden walls, all the tables that were carved into. And they always had really, really good music. Really good music. And I remember when I was in school there, they had this DJ, and she never smiled. She always looked like she hated her job. And it was funny because they had a little window there, and it was nothing but like classic rock tunes and some of the stuff that was going on. There was a sign up there on her DJ booth of songs that she wouldn't play. Don't even ask. And Salisbury Hill was one of them. One of the songs, I don't know why it's popping in my head, but it reminded me that list that was on there back in decades and decades ago back in college. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Whatever happened to the whole Facebook conundrum story? Yeah. Oh, gee, that was so 2 weeks ago, right? So 2 weeks ago. Oh, my God. So 2 weeks ago. We're going to regulate Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg's devil. Did I or did I not tell you that that was going to go away fast? Yes, I did. Did I or did I not tell you that that was a Washington, D.C. dog and pony show? Yes, it was. Anyway, Facebook, as it turns out, spent more money on the swamp, on lobbyists, on politicians in the first quarter this year than ever before. Da, 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 da. There you go. Listen, I don't think the only thing we should be regulating is in regards to censorship. You sign off your data, you sign off your data. That's on you. Anyway, here's no surprise. Again, and I'm still really ticked off at Donald Trump and Republicans for this. I am. It still bothers me. Really does. Hey, we got the House, we got the Senate, we got the presidency, and we're still going to spend like idiots. Well, there was the hope, and I wasn't holding my breath, that Republicans were going to start trying to repeal some of the spending. Mitch McConnell killed it. Mitch McConnell kills President Trump's plan to cut $60 billion in spending. And he said, well, you can't do that. We struck a deal. A deal's a deal. Yeah, because, you know, Democrats are great with deals. But anyway, Mitch just, these are his boys. It's just the United States Senate, for crying out loud. They're all buddies. They're all members of the same fraternity. Mitch is going to be golfing with these people. They hitch rides on each other's planes. Anyway, mentioned this actually last segment. House Republicans are pushing for stricter work requirements in the food stamp program. And it's not the only program that they're looking to do that. Ben Carson over at Housing and Urban Development is looking to raise the minimum that one has to pay to stay in government housing, Section 8 subsidized housing. Right now, it's $50 a month. And again, my jaw dropped. I didn't know how much it was. $50. There are people living in pretty nice areas in Manhattan for $50 a month. He wants to raise that up to $150 a month. And of course, there's outrage. Actually, a very, very good friend of mine. Been in business in the city for a long time. Actually had a contract to take care of clean and paint certain Section 8 housing complexes. And the stories that he would tell me. He'd go into these apartments, many of these apartments, and flat screen TVs and electronic equipment and all of this stuff. $50 a month. Anyway, here's another example of government fail. The Job Corps. Interesting story about it in the Wall Street Journal. And again, we always like to highlight government waste. It's not a difficult thing to do because there's so much of it. $1.7 billion. Federal Job Corps program. Started in 1964. Works with 16 to 24-year-olds who grew up homeless or poor, passed through foster care, or suffered other hardships. And the whole idea is to equip these young adults with skills for careers in advanced manufacturing, the building trades, healthcare, information technology, business, and more. 50,000 people enrolled in 2017. 87% lived in Job Corps dorms. They also provide meals, medical care, books, clothing, supplies, as well as an allowance. The taxpayer cost per student last year was $33,990. And if you actually take a look at the numbers, doesn't pay off. The actual government counts people that are not actually working in what they studied for as a success. and the amount of people that it's actually working out for. It's not. But yet, what will we do? Continue to spend billions and billions of dollars. That's the thing about government programs. Once they start, they never, ever go away. This is why we need to stop starting new programs. We need to start erasing old ones. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. When we get back, there is no more Democratic Party. It's the Socialist Party, and Bernie Sanders, he's got a new plan, and wait to hear it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump celebrated the National Day of Prayer by announcing a White House initiative that he said would underpin policies recognizing the vital role of religion in the country. As he said, quote, America is a nation of believers.
Across the government, we have taken action to defend the religious conscience of doctors, nurses, teachers, students, and groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Legislation sent to Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon would allow adults to carry handguns without a permit, similar to a so-called constitutional carry legislation that has been adopted in a dozen other states. The bill authorizes people 21 and older and military personnel who are at least 18 to legally carry a handgun, either openly or concealed, without a state-issued license or permit. A background check would still be required, and the handguns would still be banned in elementary schools and government buildings. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The war on terror is a battle that we are constantly fighting here in the United States. Well, former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson gave kudos to the Trump administration. Take a listen.
From my Homeland Security perspective, I give this administration, this president, and this Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, who's a friend of mine, a lot of credit for what they've done to almost completely demolish ISIS in Iraq and Syria, the so-called caliphate there, eliminating the ground force there, and frankly, reducing the threat to the homeland. We still have to deal with the prospect of terrorist-inspired attacks by lone wolves, those who self-radicalize on the internet, but we've done a very good job of reducing the size of the land that they held in Iraq and Syria.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And with a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street this afternoon, currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down single digits. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some South Florida police officers found a unique way to mark National Day of Prayer, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Hoping to bridge the gap between law enforcement and the community with prayer, officers from about a dozen agencies taking part in an event called Prayer with a Cop. Drivers invited to pull up, roll down their window, receive a prayer, and then be on their way. It follows some recent tragic violence against police officers, including the murders of two sheriff's deputies as they were simply eating lunch at a Chinese restaurant in North Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A jagged crack suddenly appeared on a window aboard a Southwest Airlines flight yesterday. It startled passengers and forced the pilot to divert the plane to Cleveland,